Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 20th. You'll be interested to know, 243 years ago today, in 1782, the United States Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States, featuring the emblem of the bald eagle. This iconic symbol represents the nation's sovereignty and strength, embodying the ideals of freedom and democracy that continue to inspire people around the world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 69 degrees, with 19 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday, with temperatures reaching around 84, and a breezy west wind blowing at 12 to 23 miles per hour, with gusts up to 41. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 67, and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 6:45, with a low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday with a high near 85. A chance of showers and thunderstorms arrives Saturday night with a low around 68. Sunday brings a chance of rain before 2 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 86. Monday is also mostly sunny, with a high near 91. Tuesday stays sunny, reaching near 96. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows around 74. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Karen Reed emerged from court a free woman after 3 years and 2 trials concerning the death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. Prosecutors accused Reed of hitting O'Keefe with her sport utility vehicle and leaving him to die in a blizzard, charging her with serious offenses. However, her defense portrayed a narrative of police misconduct, suggesting a cover-up by O'Keefe's colleagues. Although convicted of drunken driving, she now faces a wrongful death lawsuit from O'Keefe's family. Reactions to the verdict remain mixed, with many expressing disappointment over the outcome and the investigation's integrity. Now on to sports. In a thrilling twist, the Indiana Pacers triumphed over the Oklahoma City Thunder, winning Game 6 of the NBA Finals, 108-91, and forcing the first Game 7 since 2016. Playing with a calf injury, star point guard Tyrese Haliburton contributed 14 points, while Andrew Nembhard shined with 17. The Pacers, showcasing their resilience, outscored the Thunder by 21 in the second quarter. Despite a promising performance earlier in the playoffs, Oklahoma City struggled, committing 12 turnovers before halftime. Game 7 is set for Sunday in Oklahoma City. In local sports, tonight in San Francisco, the Sox face the Giants in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Hunter Dobbins takes the mound for Boston with a 3.74 earned run average and a 4-1 record. Hayden Birdsong counters for the Giants. First pitch is at 10:15. In top news, Amazon's chief executive officer, Andy Jassy, warned employees that artificial intelligence will likely replace many jobs within the next few years. In a recent memo, Jassy outlined that Amazon is already utilizing over 1,000 generative AI services to enhance its operations. This includes improving delivery speed in warehouses and enhancing customer service chatbots. He emphasized that as AI continues to evolve, fewer human employees will be needed. While some workers expressed concerns about job security and the reliability of AI, Jassy encouraged staff to embrace the technology to remain competitive. Amazon plans to invest heavily in AI, allocating approximately $105 billion this year. In business news, Meta recently attempted to acquire Safe Superintelligence, the artificial intelligence startup founded by OpenAI co-founder Ilya Sutskever, valued at $32 billion. When Sutskever declined the offer, Meta's CEO Mark Zuckerberg shifted his focus to hiring the startup CEO, Daniel Gross, along with former GitHub CEO Nat Friedman. This move is part of Zuckerberg's broader strategy to enhance Meta's artificial intelligence team amid a competitive talent landscape. Meta plans to take a stake in Gross and Friedman's venture fund, while developing products under Scale AI founder Alexander Wang. Further details are expected in the coming weeks. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $105,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. SpaceX's massive Starship rocket, which aims to send humans to Mars, suffered a catastrophic failure and exploded during a routine test in Texas shortly after 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. SpaceX described the incident as a major anomaly occurring during its 10th flight test. Elon Musk, who founded SpaceX with the goal of making humanity a multiplanetary species, remarked on social media that it was just a scratch. Despite several setbacks, including three failed test flights this year, SpaceX is racing to prepare Starship for a potential Mars mission next year. And in entertainment news, Happy Gilmore 2 is set to tee off on Netflix on July 25th, bringing back the beloved character nearly 30 years after the original film's release. This sequel follows a retired Happy Gilmore, portrayed by Adam Sandler, as he returns to the golf course to raise funds for his daughter's ballet education, which costs $75,000 a year. Returning stars include Christopher McDonald and Julie Bowen, alongside newcomers Travis Kelce and Bad Bunny. Fans can look forward to a heartfelt story filled with humor, nostalgia, and a mix of new and familiar faces. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "It's not how far you fall, but how high you bounce. That counts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.